Hey there, thanks for tuning in today. This is Chris Guillebeau. Hope you've been having a good October so far. For those listening in real time, we've had quite the year, all kinds of stories, tips, all kinds of just interesting things that have happened, both here on the podcast and, of course, in life in general. So thank you for sharing this time with me, this short, less than 10 minutes a day episode, all on making money, establishing creative freedom, doing something for yourself, using a skill you already have. That's what Side Hustle School is about. Today, specifically, we're going to look at AI art, artificial intelligence, AI-generated art tools like Midjourney and DALL-E. Now, if you haven't seen these yet, it is so cool. Basically, you can just type in a sentence using these engines, these software. I have no idea exactly what it is, how it works, but it's crazy. You type in a sentence or a few words, and this AI engine goes and creates an original image. Basically, you can go and make your own Picasso paintings. I mean, that's essentially what it is, and many other things. It goes and creates this original image, not just searching a database, but actually creating something new. That's what's new about it. So I've been playing around with it a little bit as I work on my next book. I'm writing a book about, you know, wild and crazy ways to make money. It is a fun and scary process, AI. Today's caller specifically wants to know about the business usage of AI-generated art. If you're making your own Picasso paintings or whatever it is you're making, can you just go and sell that? If so, let's get selling because it's pretty easy to make. All right. That's what we're going to talk about here. Their detailed question. I believe his name is Roger, our caller, coming up in just a few seconds.
Hi, this is Roger from Maine. And I've been enjoying the show for several years. I hope to have a story to contribute at some point. In the meantime, I've been using DALL-E to make AI art. It's a lot of fun, and it's also made me wonder about the business usages of it. Can artists sell the work they produce with AI? Do they have to tell people it was made with AI? Or does that even matter? It feels like a whole new world, and I'm curious what you think of the commercial aspect of these things. Thanks a lot, and best wishes to everyone else out there.
Hey, Roger, thanks for this question. And yes, AI art is fun. I am no artist, but I've been making all kinds of AI-generated art as I've been exploring this world as well. So listeners, you don't have to be left out if you haven't checked this out. Go check out Midjourney, Midjourney, or DALL-E, DALL-E. Just type that into Google and it will kind of take you to a process where you can try out the service. And you know, if you like it, you eventually need to pay for it. But you get a bunch of free prompts where you can make free images of your own, whatever you want to make. And when I say whatever, I mean pretty much whatever. You can just type in, here's my idea. I've been working on cats, of course. So I did a cat drinking a milkshake. That was one of my first creative works. Not currently for sale, but you know, if somebody offered enough money. And so the short version here is, as to Roger's question, you know, okay, you're making this art. Can you actually sell it? Well, who's going to buy it? That's a different question, but can you sell it? It's a little bit undefined, but lots of people are selling their AI-generated art already. And the platforms like Midjourney and DALL-E, they are pretty clear that they release all rights of ownership. The only thing that's not clear is, obviously, these AI-generated pieces are using the inspiration of lots of other pieces out there. So is there some copyright issue there? That's going to be sorted out in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. But you know, as for right now, people are definitely selling it. And as to whether you have to tell someone that what you're selling comes from an AI or not, I mean, I don't know. Do you have to tell people how any art or music is made? Like maybe some people would say yes, but my answer is no. So I think the bottom line is how you feel about that question. If you feel like you have to share your process with people, then maybe it is the ethical thing to do. If you're more like me and think, well, if you're selling art or music, it's not the process that's being sold, it's the outcome, the results, then I don't think you have to tell them at all. So that's my two cents on there. But good luck, Roger. Let us know how it goes. I'd love to see some of your AI art, or listeners as well. Hit me up on social or at sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the week, throughout the year, all the time. New episode every single day. You can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.